弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢神的怜悯恩典，我们又能聚在一起，我们同心合意来敬拜他。
Thank the Lord for the grace that we can come together to worship Him.
我们现在来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父神，我们一起来到你的面前感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you together to thank you.
是你的恩典怜悯，你召聚你的儿女，我们能够在主日，我们来敬拜你。
Because of your grace and mercy that we can come together to worship you.
天父，当我们来到你面前敬拜你的时候，求主你亲自的赐下你的同在。
Father, when we come to you, please grant your presence.
求主你圣灵亲自来引导我们，运行在我们的心中。
We ask the Holy Spirit to work in us.
主你圣灵你亲自做我们的老师，带领我们明白你的话语。
Lord, Holy Spirit, you are our teacher. You are the one to enable us to understand your word.
你来真的在我们心中做那责备，做那真的是教训的工作。主，让我们能够知道主我们在你赐给我们的责任。
Enable us to understand your word so that we can respond properly.
让我们能够通过你的话语来洁净我们的生命。
Through your word, cleansing our life.
能够真的像你所讲的，让你的话语从我们脚前的灯路上的光
，so that your word becomes a light on our path，
引导我们每日的生活
，lead our daily living。
主，我们谢谢你
，Lord, we thank you。
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus。
阿门。
Amen。
好，我们上次的信息讲到的主题是怎样得到。
Last week, our message was how to obtain salvation.
那么圣经告诉我们，得到救恩唯一的途径就是依靠耶稣基督他成就的义，同时借着神赐给我们的信心。
The scripture told us the only way to obtain salvation is through faith.
那到经文的最后一节说，凡求告主名的就必得救。
The last verse told us, whoever call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
那么这是在讲福音的一个普遍性。
That's about the universality of the gospel.
就是福音是给每一个人的。
That gospel is for everyone.
凡求告主名的都必得救。
Whoever call upon the name of the Lord.我们
这是引用约珥书二章三十二节的前半句，他说：“到那时候，凡求告耶和华名的，就必得救。”
Here Paul quoted the verse from Jure, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
当五旬节圣灵降临时，彼得在第一次讲道中也引用了这句经文。
At Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came the first time.Peter also quoted this verse.
因为这是神在旧约时就通过先知宣告的应许。
Because this is a promise God already revealed through his prophets in the Old Testament.
但问题是，世人若不认识主，又如何求告他呢？
But the question is, how can people know the Lord and call upon him?
若没有人传讲有关耶稣的事情，他们又如何认识他呢？
If no one preach about the gospel, then who can know them?
也就是说，一个人除非有别人把福音带给他，否则他无法听到福音，更别说能信耶稣了。
In other words, unless someone tell the person the gospel, he could not believe the gospel.
然而呢，以色列人的历史就告诉我们
，The history of Israelites shows。
那么到主耶稣的时代了，他们已经拥有完整的旧约圣经，至少有四百多年了。
In the time when Christ came, Israelites already have the Old Testament。
那么约珥书中神的应许，他们不是不知道的。
They already know the promise from Jure。
福音首先是传给了他们
，the gospel preached to him first, to them first.
但是他们拒绝，也不接受神的救恩
，but they refused God's salvation.
所以呢，以色列人的不信并非是神的错
So the unbelief of Israelites was not the fault of God. Because God already sent the people to preach the gospel to them.
也就是说, 世人能否得到救恩,
in other words, whether a person can receive the gospel, he has a responsibility also.
通过今天这段经文呢,
from today's passage, we can see the two aspects of human responsibility.
一方面呢, 蒙恩得救的人要顺服神的命令去传扬福音。
First, those who already saved should preach the gospel.
另一方面呢, 听到福音的世人要对福音有自己的回应。
The other aspect is those who heard the gospel should respond accordingly.
我们先来看第一方,第一节就是第14节到第15节,就是我们这些蒙恩得救的人要真的去传扬神的福音。
This is the first two verses, verse 14 and 15. Those who already believed had the responsibility to spread the gospel.
那么14节到15节告诉我们说, 然而人未曾信他,怎能求他呢? 未曾听见他,怎能信他呢? 没有传道的,怎能听见呢? 若没有奉差遣的,怎能传道呢? 如经上所记, 报福音传喜信的人, 他们的教众何等佳美。
So those who did not hear, how can those who cannot call upon the Lord, how can they hear? How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
那么这段话告诉我们, 求告主名的人必得救, 有几个条件在前面。
Now, we can see a few conditions for those who are saved.
第一呢, 就是神首先要差遣人来传道。
The first, God must send someone to preach.
第二个是传道人要忠心地传扬神的福音。The
second, the preacher should preach faithfully.
第三个就是人听见福音。The
third, those who heard the gospel.
那么听见福音以后怎么样呢? 就是要相信福音。Those
who heard should believe in.
相信福音以后就可以求告主。Those
who believe shall call upon him.
诚心求告主名的必得救。
Those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
所以我们看到的是有好几个步骤,一环套一环的。
So we see several steps one after another.
所以呢,你看见恩典还是在于神。
You see the grace actually is from God.
为什么呢? 因为是神差遣人,如果神没有差遣人,没有人去传福音。
Because it's God who sends people. Without God sending people, no one will spread the gospel.
所以呢, 主动的仍然是神。
So it's God who takes initiative.
这也就是我们经常总是说的, 是神先找人, 神先爱了我们, 赐给我们救恩。
So that's what we often say, that it's God who seeks people.
在旧约的时候, 以色列整个国家面对亡国的处境时。
In Old Testament time, when Israelites faced the nation disasters,
曾差遣先知宣告一个得救的途径。
So God sent prophets to send the way of salvation to them.
让他们回转来信靠神。
Ask them to repent and believe in God.
那么在新约时代, 神差遣他自己的独生儿子成就了救恩。
In Old Testament time, God sent his own son to this world to accomplish salvation.
他也一样向全人类宣告, 让世人知道自己是罪人。
So let all the peoples know that we are sinners.
罪人的结果就是永远的灭亡。
The result of this, the destination of sinners would be everlasting destruction.
只有信靠耶稣基督才能蒙拯救。
Only those who believe in Christ Jesus.
所以主动的都是神，是神差遣，背后是神在做。
So it's God who starts the work, it's God who does the work behind.
旧约的时候呢，神差遣先知忠心的传达神的话。
In Old Testament time, God sent a prophet to faithfully preach his word.
那么在新约的时候呢，主耶稣忠心的完成天父救恩的旨意，使徒跟门徒继续传天国的福音。
In the New Testament time, Christ faithfully accomplished salvation and sent his apostles to continue to preach the gospel.
那么这些事情都在进行之中，真的是一个美好的一个过程在进行。
And this is still continue in the process.
那么神拯救罪人的作为都在按照他的计划一步一步的进行。
So the way God saves the people is still in the process.
所以呢，他后面讲说，如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等的佳美。
So the scripture says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him.Who brings down good news? Brings good news. Who publishes peace?
那么这句话呢，也是保罗是从以赛亚书五十二章七节所引用的。
So this is also quoted from Isaiah.
他是说，那报佳音、传平安、报好信、传救恩的，对锡安说：“你的王，你的神作王了。这人的脚登山何等佳美！”
Who publishes peace?Who brings good news or happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns.
我们知道了，这里你的神作王了，就是说从死里复活升天的耶稣基督。
Your God reigns.
那么旧约时的那些先知忠心传教，那么是神忠心神的宣召。
Those prophets in the Old Testament are faithful servants of God.
他们忠心传达神的话语。
They preach the word of God faithfully.
就算那个世代不喜欢，他们还是继续来做。
Even though they face opposition, they continue to do it faithfully.
所以呢，他们是忠心传福音、报佳信的人，脚中是佳美的。
So those who preach the gospel faithfully, how beautiful are their feet.
新约的时代，主耶稣完成救恩。
In the New Testament time, Christ accomplished salvation.
那么今天这个时代，多数人也是仍然不接受他，甚至讨厌他。
In this time, many people are still dislike Christ.
但是呢，主耶稣仍然完成神的计划。
But Christ still accomplished God's purpose.
那么，其实主耶稣他在世，他传道，他的事工，真的让我们看到他脚中是何等的佳美。
From what Christ did, we can see how beautiful is his feet.
从旧约我们看到，以色列人的先知在他们所处的年代，大部分而言，他们的工作其实是没有成功。
If we look at the Old Testament, we can see most of the prophets, their ministry, were, from man's point of view, were unsuccessful.
如果这些先知所讲的信息以色列人都听了，那么以色列人就转回到神的面前。
Because if Israelites heard and followed the prophets, they would turn back to God.
他们就会悔改，他们不但不会亡国，而且那么基利山上的祝福也会临到他们。
They would not repent. Otherwise, the country would not be in trouble.
可是呢，为什么他们后来领受到这却是以巴路山上的咒诅呢？
So why they incur the curse?
因为先知讲了，讲了再讲，他们就是不听。
Because the prophet taught them again and again, but they refused to listen.
以后以色列人就领受自己不听的后果。
So then in the end, Israelites suffered the consequence of their disobedience.
就是被掳亡国，分散在各地。
So they exile and spread to the four winds of the world.
那么圣经这里对传福音至少给我们三个提醒。
And here we have three points to remember.
第一就是为了将基督介绍给人，必须先差派传道者到他们当中。
The first is to preach the Christ, we must send the preachers among them.
由谁来差遣呢？当然是神自己。
So who sent them? Of course, God himself.
这是神的工作，人不可以就是自告奋勇，随便的去自己动手去做。
This is God's work. No volunteer needed here.
主耶稣在马太福音九章三十八节就告诉门徒，他说：“所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。”
So Matthew 9:38, therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
很明显，由主是由主来差派传道的人。
So it's the Lord himself who sent preachers.
那么第二呢，就是作为传道人或者牧师，不论有多少的会众，都不要让其他次要的事情阻碍他对主拦阻主对他的呼召。
Now, as for those who sent by the Lord, they should not let anything else distract their duty.
那么世上固然是有很多重要的事情，但是没有一件比传讲和教导神的话语更重要。
So as far as the preacher's concern, even though there are so many important things in the world, but nothing should impact his duty to preach the gospel.
所以要忠心地守住神给我们的托付。
So to be faithful to hold, to fulfill the duty from God.
这也是保罗在最后给提摩太的提醒。
So that's what taught us from the Second Timothy.
他说务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉。
Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching.
那么第三呢，就是耶稣基督升天前赐下的大使命是给每一个基督徒的。
And the third, before Christ ascended to heaven, he gave us the great commission, which is for everyone.
他说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。吩咐子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们来遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
虽然基督徒并不是全部被召去做全职传道人或者牧师，
even though not every one of the Christians are called to be a full-time minister，
但是呢，所有基督徒都有责任向他人传讲耶稣基督十字架救赎的福音。
But every Christian has a duty to spread the gospel, to preach the gospel of salvation.
因为这是神耶稣基督给我们颁发的大使命。
Because this is a command from Christ himself.
但是我们也要首先记住，我们在传给人传福音的时候，我们自己首先要照着神的命令去行。
But first, before we spread the gospel, we ourselves must obey God's command.
所以呢，广义的讲，所有重生得救的基督徒都是主差遣的传道人。
So in a more broad sense, every Christian, every born again Christian, sent by God to spread the gospel.
神学家巴克他曾经说过，他说神差派给传道人的职责乃是传讲和教导，神也带给他们一个应许，只要忠心的传福音。他们的努力绝不会白费。
J.I. Packer has a saying, the God-given mission for every preacher is to preach faithfully, and God gave them a promise, if they do it faithfully, their effort will not be in vain.
那么既然神差遣人去传悔改的道，传耶稣基督十字架救赎的福音。
If God sent people to preach the gospel,
这是所有重生得救人都有的责任。
This is a duty, God-given duty for every born-again Christians.
那么如果传道人忠心地传讲神的真理，
If preacher preach faithfully,
那么人是否能够得到救恩的另一个责任，就是对传道人所传的道的回应。
Now, the people's responsibility, another responsibility is how to respond to preacher's teaching.
那么这就是我们今天要分享的第二个方面，就十六节到二十一节，就是我们人要回应福音。
So that's the second part, how people to respond to God.
那么这里十六节，他在这里说，十六节他在这里说，只是人没有听从福音，因为以赛亚说：“主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？”
Verse 16, but they.Have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? Here we can see God's word were preached, but people did not obey. If Israelites obey God, they would not go to exile.
有传福音的，有神的差遣，神的恩典是主动的临到，可是人就是不要听从。
So we had a prophet, had a preacher preach, and God's grace was there, but people who heard them disobeyed.
那么人不要的结果是什么呢？
So what's the result of disobedience?
就是神任凭他们落在不听话的痛苦中。
That's God led them to suffer their own consequence.
得不到从神而来的祝福，继续活在罪中。
They could not obtain the blessing from God, so they continue in their sin.
所以十七节在这里说，他说：“可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。”
So verse 17, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
这句话非常的重要，尤其是在今天我们所处的这个时代。
So this verse is very important, especially at this moment of the time.
他说要相信道就是神的真理。
You believe the word is God's truth.
你也要相信神的真理是从哪里来，那是从听道而来的。
So where the God's truth come from is from hearing the word.
而且你要听见，那你听见什么呢？
Now you must hear, but hear what?
听到是要从基督的话来的。
You must hear from the word of Christ.
换句话里面说，就这里面的道呢，我们一定要知道这是谁的道。
So we must understand the word, whose word?
是神的道，不是人的道。
So it's God's word, it's not man's word.
所以是神的话语，不是人凭自己的角度。
It's God's words, not from man's imagination.
也就是说，所有的真理都是神所启示的真理。
In other words, all the truths are God's truths.
都在这本圣经里面。
It's in, revealed in the Bible.
所以呢，你要信道吗？你首先要听道。
So if you want to believe, you must hear first.
听到要听什么呢？
So what do you hear?
要听基督的话，也就是神的话，来自圣经的真理。
You must hear the word of Christ from the scriptures, the truth revealed in scriptures.
所以呢，传道人要忠于神的话，要传讲神的道。
So preachers must be faithful in God's word and preach faithfully.
不是传讲人的话，人的经历，人的经验，人的想法。
Not man's imagination, their man's experience, man's own making.
信徒有的时候是不会分辨所听的道是不是神的道。
Now sometimes Christian could not tell whether they heard is God's word or man's self-making.
如果呢跟着走，就可能落入歧途。
So if we follow blindly, they might go astray.
所以信徒们，所以那么尤其是现在呢，大家知道网络上各样的信息真的是满天飞，你如果不注意来分别，很可能就被带入一个真的是歧途之中。
Yeah, especially right now in the, on the internet, there are so many messages. If we are not being careful, we might lead astray.
所以呢，信徒当然对你所听的，你要负有自己的责任。
So believer has have the responsibility for what they hear.
因为我们现在每个人手里面都有一本完备全备的圣经。
Because everyone has a Bible in hands.
我们有没有好好的读？
Do we read it carefully?
我们有没有按照圣经教导的来查阅我们所听的道？
Do we actually examine what we heard according to the scriptures?
所以这是每位基督徒在听到或者参加任何这些外面的学习的时候都是需要注意的。
So this is what every Christian should be careful when he participates in the learning discussion.
但是呢，对传道人来说，将来在基督台前要面对更严厉的审判。
But for preachers, they will face more severe judgment before God.
所以如果我们今天所讲的信息不是神的道，不是基督的话，
If preachers do not preach God's word,
是我们自己的话，是我们自己想出来的，将来我们就没法向主交账。
If we preach the stuff we made ourselves, we will have a problem before the judgment seat.
所以很多人爱听成功福音，成功神学。
Nowadays, many people love the prosperity gospel.
所以这种以人为本的所谓福音就会把人带到一个错误迷茫的环境里面，大家说是不是？
This kind of gospel, man-centered gospel, can easily lead people to away from God's truth.
所以呢，我们必须要熟读神的话语，忠心的传讲神的话。
So we must read God's word more diligently andspread the word faithfully.
神的话也许人不喜欢听，神的话也许不像今天这一个追求速成时代一样。
God's word may not be as favorable as those other things.
那么现在的人们呢，什么都想快速的成就。
Nowadays, people want to say faster, everything fast.
所以呢，他们总是觉得，哎，我信耶稣，我明天就能够解决我的问题，我明天就会得到很多的祝福。
So they imagine that if I believe Christ today, tomorrow I will have all the blessings.
神的话其实是一步一个脚印的，要改变我们。
But God's word is to change us step by step.
所以这种教导在今天这个时代里面，也许不受欢迎。
So such kind of teaching is not favorable to nowadays.
但是呢，因为它是神的话，我们就要忠心的去传讲。
But it's God's word, so we must be faithful to preach.
我们不是讲了，让人说喜欢听，我们乃是讲的是不是说神让我们这样讲的。
We are not here to please man.
那么在教会呢，就听有一个姐妹呢，有一天告诉她的牧师。
A sister in the church told her pastor.
她说：“我们应该多讲一些神迹奇事。
”We should talk more about the miracles.
我们如果不讲神迹奇事，人为什么要信耶稣基督呢
？So if we do not preach miracles, why should we believe in Christ?
其实这位姐妹可能她没有读到这节经文，就是信道是从听道来的，听道是从神的话语来的。
I suspect this sister did not heard this verse. The faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ.
所以她认为，如果我们今天能够多讲几件病得医治的神迹
，So he thought if we preach more about the incidents of healings.
一个人突然间在困难里面，神给他解决了这样的见证。
and the divine intervention to help with peoples.
那么这样的事情多讲，就容易把人引到教会。
If we preach more of this kind of sense, then church will attract people.
那我们来教会的人才会多。
So we'll have more people in the church.
那么弟兄姐妹们，如果我们这样传讲神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, if we preach it like this,
教会里面可能会增加一些人。
Yeah, there may have more people come into church.
但这些人进来教会，他们是要做什么呢？
Well, what would they do when they come to church?
他们需要病得医治。
So they want to be healed.
他们需要他们的难处被解决。
They want their problem be solved.
但是呢，他们不知道，人来到教会，那是要生命被改变。
But they did not know that people in the church need to be changed in their life.
是要学习顺服神，做基督的门徒。
They must learn to be obedient to Christ.
有了这样的生命，才会真正的面对生命中各样的处境。
Only such kind of life can face the difficulty in life.
那么也许有人觉得圣经里面讲了很多神迹出现。
Well, someone may say, well, there are so many miracles in Bible.
没错，圣经里面是记载了很多的神迹。
True, there are so many miracles there.
但是弟兄姐妹们是不是想过？
But do you think about it?
从创世纪到使徒时代，差不多跨越了至少有4000年。
From the Genesis to the time of Christ, there are about 4,000 years.
那么我们读圣经的时候，如果我们看一下一共记载了多少神迹。
But how many miracles there are?
平均每年有多少个？
So how many average each year?
你数算一下就会发现很少很少。
If you count it that way, it's not a big number.
但是为什么我们读完圣经觉得这么多神迹呢？
But why do we feel so many miracles in Bible?
因为我们读 Bible， 我们一口气如果读几章、读几本书，我们就是跨越了几百年、几千年。
So, but when we read a book, we make the time span maybe hundreds of years.
因为几千年发生的这些神迹，你一下就都，你在很短时间内就看见了。
Because the miracles happen in hundreds or thousands of years, but finished in just right before your eyes when you read it.
所以其实呢，圣经里面神的神迹呢，主要发生在三个阶段。
Actually, in Bible, miracle happened mainly in three different periods.
那么首先的神迹发生多的一个阶段就是摩西时代。
The first one is Moses' time.
这是神要显明他的救赎，所以让摩西带领以色列出埃及，后就会就发用很多神迹来显现。
Because God need to show His salvation.
那么第二个阶段呢，就是在以利亚和以利沙的时代。
The second time, the prophet Elijah and Elisha.
那是在以色列南北国要灭亡的时候，他要赐给以色列一个盼望，就是用很多的一些神迹。
That's in the time that the North Israelites is about to end.
那么第三个阶段就是在耶稣基督和使徒的时代。
The third is the time of Christ and apostles.
那么那个时候神迹出现比较多，是因为那个时候圣经还没有完全。
The miracles happen, lots of miracles those times because the New Testament has not finished yet.
那么主耶稣基督还有他的使徒，就是借着这些这个。神迹也会把人召集到面前来让人来认识神。
So miracle was a means to call people to him.
把福音能够尽快的传到更多的地方。
So the gospel can spread as far as possible.
所以呢，神迹根本就不是神启示真理的主要的管道。
So the miracle is not the main way God reveals his truth.
那么我这样讲不是说神迹没有意义。
Of course, that doesn't mean the miracle has no meaning.
所有的神迹都是为了帮助人能够更深的认识神。
All the miracle has one purpose, that's to help people to know God more.
那我这里也不是说今天就没有神迹启示了。
Of course, that means there is no miracle today.
所有, 那么, 神有他的主权, 他全知全能, 神当然可以随时随地行他的神迹奇事。
God is a sovereign God. He is almighty and all powerful. He can do anything he wants.
但是呢, 那显然不是神迹是真理的主要管道。
But that's not miracle. It's not God's main way to reveal himself.
今天圣经已经完全。
The scripture is complete today.
神要人其实是透过神的话语去认识他自己，不是透过这些神迹奇事。
So God wants us to know him through his word, not necessarily through the miracle.
那么过分看重神迹奇事也可能给我们带来很大的威胁。
Too much focus on the miracle has a danger.
那么耶稣基督在马太福音24章24节就提醒门徒。
So in Matthew 24:24, for false Christ and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect.
所以呢, 如果一个人信主是因为被神迹所歧视所吸引,
so if someone believes in gospel because of the miracle,
那么将来魔鬼撒旦和他的跟随者行神迹的时候, 他可能就会回去跟随他们走。
Now in that case, when Satan and his false prophet to perform miracle, and he might be led astray.
那么我们读启示录的时候, 我们会看到将来主耶稣基督再来之前, 那么那些魔鬼还有跟他的跟随者那些兽，他们会行很多这些神迹奇事。
In reading Revelation, we can say before Christ's second coming, the devil and his followers will perform wonderful miracles.
他们可以让火从天上降下来，他们可以使人复活。
They can cause fires down from heaven and they can resurrect a dead person.
所以呢，这些事情一定是主耶稣已经提前告诉我们了，不要被这些神迹奇事所吸引。
Christ already warned his people, do not be attracted by these miracles.
要接信神的话语。
Believe in God's word.
所以呢，从这句话里面，我们看见一个很重要的真理。
So we see a very important truth here.
就是信道是从听道来的，听道是从神的话语来的。Hearings
come from, faith come from hearing, hearing from the word of Christ.
所以一定要知道这个里面的道乃是指神的话语。No,
the word is the word of God, it's the word of Christ.
因为唯有从神来的话，神自己负责。Because
only those words from God will, God will take care.
从人来的话,
those words from man, God will not take care of them.
所以就算你把人通过你自己的方法引进来了教会,
even though you can use the human cunning ways to bring people into the church,
那么他来到教会, 他到底想得到什么?
But what he really wants when he comes to the church,
如果你可以把一批人引进来, 相信一个错误的信息,
if you bring people in who believe in a false message,
那么过了几个月, 他就会发现, 信耶稣没有病, 都得医治。
But after a while, they will eventually find out they are not healed.
那么信耶稣也不是就是, 万事都顺利, 一样会遇到麻烦。
And their problems are still there.
以后他就会离开, 哎, 这个神不灵, 这个神没用, 我就走开了。
Then gradually they will depart from church because they believe this God is not true.
所以呢, 我们给他的不是圣经里面基督的话的真理。
So if we do not give the word of Christ from the Bible,
如果我们给他的是, 而是出于自己的想法或经验去介绍信仰, 这是不对的。
If we give them our imagination, our experience, that's not correct.
这样会把人带到一个错误的陷阱里面。
Because they lead people into a wrong trap.
所以谁传这样的信息, 将来他要在基督的台前要负很大的责任。
So whoever preaches such kind of message, they are responsible before the judgment seat.
也许我们用人的方法把人引到教会，动机是好的。
Even though our intention is good.
但是呢，保罗前面怎么讲以色列人呢？
Well, what did Paul say about those Israelites?
那么保罗说，他们为神大发热心，可是却不是按照真知识。
They are zealous of God, but not according to knowledge.
就是说，他们没有按照圣经的教导，而是用人的发明的方法。
That is, they did not follow the Bible teaching. They used man's methods.
结果就把自己落在一个错误的光景里面。
So they led themselves into a wrong trap.
所以呢，我们要在神的面前要严谨，神的话语我们必须要紧紧的来，实实在在的来遵守。
So we must be very careful before God, dealing with God's word.
那么接着在十八节到二十一节，保罗这样讲。但是我说，人从没有听见吗？诚然听见了，他们的声音传遍天下，他们的言语传到地极。我再说，以色列人不知道吗？先有摩西说，我要用那不曾指明的惹动你们的愤恨，我要用那无知的名触动你们的怒气。又有以赛亚发胆说，没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有访问我的，我向他们显现。至于以色列人，他说，我整天伸手招呼那悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
Romans 10:18-21 But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have. For their voice have gone out to the earth, and their words to the end of the world. But I ask, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation, I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown myself to those who did not ask for me. But of Israel, he says, all day long, I have held out my hands to a disobedient and a contrary people.
那么保罗这里其实做了一个最后的结论。
So here Paul has a conclusion.
就是说，从古到今，神都在用各样的方式启示人来认识他。
God from the beginning to now so always used different ways to reveal himself.
人有没有听呢？
But did people listen?
其实人到处都可以听到这样的信息。
Actually, everyone, everywhere can hear this kind of message.
那么保罗首先是引用了诗篇十九篇。神借着他所创造的万物来让我们看见他的存在和他的大能。
Paul here quoted Psalm 19 through the God's creation to show his power.
那么人今天不能跟神讲说，我从来不知道有你。
Nowadays, people cannot say to God, say, I never knew you.
我们知道了，神都是按照神的形象造的。
Because we were all created in his image.
作为人就是有透过观察和思考认识和判断事物的能力。
Because people has the ability to think, to reflect.
所以人活在苍天之下，举目望天。
People under the heaven.
只要我们认真的思考，我们都会知道。
If we think carefully, we will know.
为什么我们所存在的这个宇宙，我们所生活的这个地球如此规律的运作
？So why so much principle regulates this heaven earth？
如此适合人的生存呢
？And so proper for our living？
在整个银河系里面，按现在的科学，没有发现另外任何一颗星球可以人这样的居住。
So.There is no plant that proper for or appropriate for a human being to live.
那为什么呢？
Earth.
那么为什么呢？
Why?
就是一定有一位无限的超越宇宙的智慧在那里存在。
Because there must be a wisdom beyond this universe who is running this world.
所以神已经借着自然启示显示他自己。
God through the creation revealed himself.
神也借着以色列这个民族来启示他自己。
God also revealed himself through the nation of Israel.
那么也是借神也借着历世历代传福音的人把福音带出去。
God used the people from ancient to now to preach the gospels.
那么今天圣经这本书从人的角度来看，它只是巴勒斯坦以色列这个民族的一个历史的记载。
From man's perspective, Bible is just history of a small country in Palestine.
那么凭什么成为今天全人类发行量最大的一本书呢？
But why it become the number one sellers?
那么几千年来，任何国家民族的历史都可能会被人来篡改。
The thousands of years, the history of any country could be modified by human beings.
比如美国的历史，中国的历史。
For example, the history of America and history of China.
但是呢，以色列这个民族的历史是不会被改变的。
But the history of Israelites will not be changed.
因为这是神亲自记载的，人不敢去篡改的。
Because this is what God recorded.
那么这本书今天已经翻译成4000多种语言。
Now, Bible has been translated to 4,000 languages.
全世界在找不到第二本书有这样的地位。
There's no second book even come close to it.
尽管历史上有很多神的仇敌来打压圣经的出版，甚至焚烧圣经。
There are so many enemies of God who try to destroy the Bible in history.
那么能挡住吗？挡不住。
No one can stop it.
因为这是神的工作，无人能拦阻。
Because this is God's word, no.Human being can't stop it.
只要是人的东西，就不会是永恒的，一定会消亡。
If it's from man, it's not last. It will be gone.
但神的道永存到永远。
But God's word will last forever.
从人的角度来看，巴勒斯坦一个弹丸之地。
From man's perspective, a little country in Palestine.
那么以色列人里面有一个木匠的儿子叫耶稣
，and a son of a carpenter called Jesus。
那么凭什么他的事情值得这样的记载
？So what is the reason behind？
然后还传扬到全世界
，that we have the Bible and spread to the whole world。
唯一的答案就是这是神的作为，这是一个神迹。
The only rational answer is this is God's work. This is a miracle.
因为神要向人启示他的真理，神是要让人明白。
Because God wants to reveal His truth, He wants people to understand.
到底要传讲的是什么呢？
So what should we preach?
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
That is His Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
那么回过头来，保罗对整个以色列人说什么呢？
Now come back and say what Paul trying to say to the Israelites.
他说以色列人不知道吗？其实他们是知道的。
The Israelites do not know, they know.
他们的祖先摩西在生命记32章就已经告诉他们。
So Moses already told them in Deuteronomy 32.
他说神要以那不曾指明的触动他们的愤恨，与愚昧的国民惹了他们的怒气。
I will make them jealous with those who are no people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation.
那么什么叫不曾指明的惹动他们的愤恨呢？
What are the people who are no people?
以色列人一天到晚说我是神的子民，哎，我最棒，我跟神的关系是最好。
So Israelites, they pride of themselves to have a good relationship with God, pride they are God's people.
结果后来他们发现，糟糕，那些不是神子民的，却也一样领受神的祝福。
But then they find those people who are not God's people now receive God's grace.
所以不是神子民的，后来也一样在神的恩典里面。
Those who are not God's people now in God's grace.
那我们有什么特殊呢？
So what's so special about us?
为什么我们选民的地位突然之间，哎，就变得这么没价值了呢？
So why the elect?Is now worthless.
那些不是选民的，他们也得救了。
Those who are outside the elect now been saved.
所以这就会引起以色列他们人的这个愤恨还有嫉妒。
So that's how it might cause the Israelites to be jealous.
那么保罗在后面也引用了类似的经文，就是也从以赛亚书65章一到二节也告诉我们。
And Paul later also quoted from Isaiah.
他说，素来没有反问我的，现在求问我；没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有称为我名下的，我对他们说：我在这里，我在这里。我整天伸手招呼那悖逆的百姓，他们随自己的意念行不善的道。
I was ready to be sold by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am, here I am." To a nation that was not called by my name, I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in the way that is not good, following their own devices.
从这里我们可以看见呢，以色列人是神的选民，但他们不能因为是神的选民就可以爱怎么样做就怎么做。
Now we see here, Israelites are God's elected people, but not because they are elected people, they can do their own way.
他们虽然是神的选民，也不可以不遵守神为大，当然不行。
So even though they are God's elected people, they are still obligated to obey God.
以色列人落在罪里面，一样受管教。
They fell into the sin and they will be punished.
那么什么叫神的选民呢？
So what is God's elect?
其实神的选民就是神选择这个民族与他们立约，作为他传达真理的一个器皿。
So the elect means God elect this nation as a way to reveal himself.
但是呢，以色列人自己本身如果不遵循神的真理的时候，他们也一样领受那个不遵循的后果。
So when Israelites did not obey the truth, they will suffer the consequence.
所以神从来没有应许过他的选民每个以色列人都会得救。
God never promised every one of the Israelites will be saved.
他说的是求告主名的必得救。
He said those who called on the name of the Lord will be saved.
所以这里最明显的例子就是卖主的犹大。
So the example, obvious example was the Judas who betrayed the Lord.
所以他是以色列人，但是他最终灭亡了。
He was Israelite, but he went to his destruction.
那么弟兄姐妹们，通过今天的信息，我们知道
，Brothers and sisters, from the message today,
我们每个基督徒都有责任来传扬耶稣基督十字架救赎的福音。
So every Christian has the responsibility to preach the gospel of Christ.
这是神给我们的命令。我们将来都要向神交账。
This is God's command, and we will have to give account before judgment.
每个听到福音的人对福音的回应，对福音的回应。
Everyone who heard the gospel, how he responded to the message.
决定他们是否能够得到救恩。
Decided whether he will have the salvation.
但这种回应不是一时的情感冲动。
But this response is not emotional only.
那是一生对耶稣基督的委身
，but a lifetime commitment，
愿意一生跟随他，听从他的命令
，all lifetime the rest of the life to obey God's command。
我们到底是尊神为大，称他为主
？Do we recognize Christ as our Lord？
还是我们口是心非，称他为主，却自己做主
？Or we just say in our mouths, but in reality, we ourselves the Lord.
那么到底我们是按照神的旨意来行，还是我们为他大发热心，却不是按真知识呢？
Do we follow God's command, or we just have zealous of God, but not according to the knowledge?
我们求主来帮助我们，借着今天的信息。
We pray God will help us through the message.
给我们在属灵的生命上有足够的提醒，有足够的教导
，so that we will have enough warning in our spiritual walk.
感谢主
，Praise the Lord.
我们来一起祷告
，Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we come together before you, praise you.
感谢你随时随地，你透过你的话语，你来教导我们。
Thank you, teach us through your word.
让我们知道主你话语的宝贵。
So we know the preciousness of your word.
主，特别是今天透过你的教导，让我们能够明白。
Especially today.
主，是你的恩典怜悯，你拯救了我们。
It's your mercy and grace that saved us.
让我们真的知道你赐下的大使命，让我们知道我们有责任，真的把主你宝贵的福音传给更多的人。
Enable us to know your great commission and responsibility to spread the gospel to more peoples.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
主，也求主你让我们明白，主真的任何人听到福音，主真的是需要对你的福音有一个正确的回应。
Enable us, Lord, so that we understand how people should respond to your message appropriately.
那么你的福音也求主你让我们已经真的蒙主你拯救的，让我们每日的生活中也能够有美好的回应。
Lord, we also want you to help us so that we can respond in your life properly.
主，让主你的救恩能够传到更多的不幸的人耳中。
So Lord, so that your gospel will spread to more people who have yet to believe.
主，你也让更多的人因着听了你的道，能够被吸引到你的面前。
Lord, enable people to come to you through the gospel.
能够来到教会，能够和我们同心合意来服侍你，来一起的成长。
And come to church and serve you together.
我们想感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.